take 2 cups of bleach and call me in the morning. The latest medical malpractice from Dr. Trump. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each week wherever you find good podcasts, discussing the latest news and current events out of the United States, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Ed, I don't even really want to talk about this one, but I've got a clip here. Earlier this week, Trump, in one press conference, suggested using powerful UV light inside the body to wipe out coronavirus, and then this.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
That audio coming to us from NBC, injecting disinfectant into the lungs, a suggestion he later claimed was sarcastic, which is why I think it's worth hearing in his own words. I didn't really want to
hold
into
on. I'm just getting my Clorox here. I just got this news coming from the president. It must be true.
Well, this is the problem. A lot of people seem to think so. I mean, there's been a spike in Americans ingesting disinfectants, both anecdotal and in calls to poison centers, since the comments were made.
Well, I really think he should be held responsible for this. Notice he's gone down the amount of time he spends and says almost nothing unless it's scripted. He's also beginning to act like a loser. So, when things are down, you really need a president who's in charge and feels in charge and looks in charge. But everyone's defying him now. When he opens a state, he does it the wrong way, and the governor of the state is left handling the problems as he did in Georgia. I'm sure behind everybody's back, he told Georgia to open up. And then when it happens and everyone came out, he said, oh my God, now let him hold the can. So this is non-leadership at its best.
In terms of COVID-19, America now accounts for a third of the world's cases, and the death toll is now well over 60,000. I don't really have much of a question, as we've already discussed a lot of what went wrong. I just marvel at how these states did go so wrong on this when so many other countries are beginning recovery now.
Well, Italy went pretty wrong too. Trump clearly is to blame for how he handled it, but you can see where there's a good health system, Great Britain has suffered tremendously from this. I think there are two aspects of this. One of them is the disaster itself. And shutting down is kind of a last resort. But if you don't do the right things in the front end, you've got to really shut down. And notice Germany and Sweden never shut down all the way because they did the right things at the beginning with testing and the like and moving with precision. In Germany, you cannot leave your land. You can't leave your state. And within your state, you can't leave your region or sub-region. And that way, they could really zero in on where the thing was worse, get to that place, not spend their energy all over the place, but get to those places where the disease was erupting and let things go a little bit better in places where it wasn't. There was no systematic control in the United States. So even if you had a severe crisis like we had any degree of rationale been put to it, had a general or smart person been put in charge, as has happened everywhere else, the United States wouldn't be in that situation. And that's why Italy was in the same situation. The leadership at the top didn't react soon enough, and there was no one to command later on. That's how we got there. And getting out is going to be worse because people are making their own decisions.
On the economy, Americans have started receiving their stimulus checks brought to them by President Donald J. Trump. He won't let you forget it either. Are these ones helping?
No. Short answer, absolutely not. And people like myself who have the money just gave it away to somebody else, their favorite charity.
We've heard how various immigrants will not be receiving these checks. In some cases, that's the government prerogative. In others, it seems like meat for the base, which I think we'll talk about a little bit more in a minute. But even in some cases, the spouses of illegal immigrants who are themselves American citizens being denied stimulus payments. Does that track for you, Ed?
No, it doesn't. And it doesn't make any sense because that kind of determination really can't be made by the tax authorities. This goes right back into the tax system. My wife is not a U.S. citizen, and she received the funds. So I don't know where that rumor came from. If you're a U.S. citizen or not a U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter. The question is, did you pay taxes? My brother, who paid his taxes, had received his refund at last count, and I received mine, I think, on the very first day, and my wife received hers at the same time. So the citizenship thing is a canard. I don't see how the government could prevent that.
And in terms of stimulus for small businesses, little oversight is leading to criticisms, especially as the White House keeps moving the goalposts. Some large companies, such as Shake Shack, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and even the Los Angeles Lakers, receiving multi-million dollar paydays from this. Any thoughts, Ed?
Well, I think the Lakers are deserving. They are only 5 games away from the championship, and this might put them over the top. all sarcasm aside, the United States has no internal mechanisms to monitor anything. So there's no surprise here. Most of those companies that got the big payouts sent the money right back because of the adverse publicity that they would get. But the fact that they could get it tells you how things work in the U.S. These companies have smart lawyers, present company aside, who determine what you can get, when you can get it, and they have the forms filled out before you can get there. So these companies didn't even fill out the forms. Their lawyers had them ready for them. Their banks had them prepared for them, and the money went right to them. Nothing's going to prevent that in a second, third, fourth, or fifth round. The people who have the lawyers and have the smart know-how with the accountants are going to get the money. Some will be deserving, most won't.
And just for a moment, we know Trump was in election mode before this crisis emerged. Where is his re-election strategy at the moment?
It's unraveling. Even his major donors have stopped giving to him. So he's facing, on 3 fronts, a real uproar. First, his own donors may like him, but they're not giving him any money. His polls are going down, and there's this attack. Sanders' team has turned into now a fundraising operation to run for the Democrat who's going to be running for president. That means Biden. They can't say that officially, but that's what it means. Furthermore, all those people who dropped out of the campaign have formed interest groups that are now running against Trump. His latest escapade has already brought several million dollars in a campaign about the disinfectant. He is on his heels. There's a rumor that he's actually even planning his exit.
Well, just, you know, as you mentioned before, Trump looks like a loser, and that's the very last thing Trump, regardless of his station in life, has ever wanted to look like. He's a desperate animal, and there really doesn't seem to me like anything he wouldn't do out of desperation.
That's true, but let's not count him out. There are still people who think he can be elected. Joe Biden's not doing himself any favors with these assault allegations coming up. Clearly, these are not assaults. in the same way that Trump did it, but an assault's an assault. We're in a different time now. Biden has to be in that time. And the frowns on his face mean that he knows he's crossed the line. He's going to have to do a huge repair job. And calling the pot calling the kettle black is not going to help here. Biden has to have a campaign on the economy, stick with the issues, get out of the personality cult crap, and move on.
Yeah, believe me, I will not be counting Trump out until Biden is swearing in on a Bible. But that's obviously one we're keeping our eyes on.
Well, one of the presidents swearing in died at that time. So let's keep it a little longer than that.
Also this week, House Democrats have made arguments in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit that Congress should be allowed to sue the president in a case that could change presidential authority for all future leaders. They want to sue Trump firstly to enforce a subpoena for former White House counsel Don McGahn, and secondly over Trump's decision to redirect military spending to pay for his wall as a way of circumventing Congress. Worth keeping our eyes on, Ed?
No. By the time this winds its way through the courts and gets to the Supreme Court, either Trump will be in or he will be out. And the court, if it determined he did the wrong thing, there's very small penalty here. Let's hope there's a new election and the rules are rewritten by a new Congress. That's the thing to watch for.
Meanwhile, down south, he's called the Trump of the tropics, where Bolsonaro. The name seems to get more and more appropriate every time we hear about him. Right now, he seems on the verge of being impeached, surrounded by corruption investigations, losing support, and floundering publicly over betrayals. What's going on, Ed?
Who are you talking about? Was that in Italy or Israel or the United States? I'm not quite certain who we're going after here. This man ran as a Trump. He is being a Trump. So what is the surprise? I think this is a country where the last president, or the one in between, I forget which one, just got out of jail because of the fact that there was some miscalculation or miscarriage of justice with respect to his trial. But the data on him has never been challenged. So restoring Brazil as a democracy is going to be a very hard uphill battle. It's either a dictator from the left or a dictator from the right.
And in Ohio, a pretty comfortable primary win for Joe Biden. No surprises there. Anything exciting going on in the Buckeye State?
The people came out to vote. The turnout was low. But if you look at it proportionately across all areas, Biden did very well. And I think that'll happen in the future. Ohio is a real swing state. And it looks like they've swung behind Biden. I think Biden and Kim Il-sung are in the same the President Trump and Kim Il-sung are about in the same state in Ohio that is comatose.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast. Maybe drop us a review if you're feeling generous. And you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well at US of Ed.